You disobedient children, mark my fall, and by my timeless and take warning all. Against mine own dear father have I done a deed the like did never graceless son. In blooming years I was enticed to sin, ere I perceived what danger lay therein. And so from day to day until this hour, to leave the same as yet I have no power. My mother dead, my father conquered me, as men will do when motherless we be. And nothing for me than he thought too dear, which brought me thus into a graceless fear. And when as I to elder years did grow, by wicked courses got I timely woe, each vain delight belonging to young men deceived me and wrought my ruin then. The deadly sins that are in number 7 without more grace have lost my joys in heaven. From first to last these most cursed crimes have made me now a wonder of these times. For wanting means to nourish my delight, I went the wrong and left the ways of right, which to maintain my father growing poor, forgetting God, I daily robbed for more. 3 times he saved me from the gallows tree, 3 times he cast himself in debt for me, 3 times he set me up in good estate, in hope to keep me from untimely fate. By me the proverb is fulfilled here, who saves a thief from gallows finds it dear. For saving me I sought his dear life's woe, my gentle father's timeless overthrow. For wanting means still to relieve my need, put me in mind to do a woeful deed, and seek his blood the highway unto sin, who wanting grace I soon grew perfect in. My father's brother in good living known, being dead as next of kin they were mine own, on which I wrought with these accursed hands to be the heir of all my uncle's lands. With mind prepared for murder thus I went unto the field where he did much frequent, where meeting him with mine own father's knife, which I had stolen, I took away his life, and laid it down all bloody by his side, that I might see my uncle therewith died, and challenged it my father's knife to be, when people came the murdered corpse to see. O homicide, O cursed viperous brood, like Cain to seek my father's dearest blood, my own dear father being thus betrayed, I his own child the evidence was made. So judged to death for that he never did, the Lord in mercy did the same forbid. For as he was to execution led, a world of torments in my bosom bred. to see him stand upon the gallows tree, from which before, poor man, he saved me. I could not choose but tell what I had done, and so confess myself a wicked son. God's judgment now are rightly seen, said I. Dear Father, I have slain him, let me die. Oh, let me die and set my father free, or else like Judas damned shall I be. Whereat the people in that very place, they praised God that gave me so much grace, to quit my father from that crying sin, which I with blood red streams am drowned in. My father saved, and I to prison went, where I remained with many a sad lament, which when you see you cannot choose but say, repentance comes before my dying day. Mongst lions fell in Daniel's den am I, in lowest prison cast with Jeremy, fed with Elias by the ravens fell, and placed with Judas in the maw of hell. Naked with Esau fearful I do walk, dumb with old Zachary, silent do I talk. Afflictions bred with Micah is my food, and with the prophet drink I sorrow's flood. As poor as Job, e'en now so poor am I, despised with Lazarus in great misery, banished with David from my native land, cast up with Jonas on the Ninevite sand, made blind with Toby by the swallow's dung, and with poor Joseph cast in prison strong. I weep with Mary, who had lost her master, and run with Peter, who should run the faster. I sinned half, for sin God cursed the ground. I sinned half, for sin the world was drowned. I sinned half, sin Sodom set on fire. Also for sin did Egypt fell God's ire. I sinned half, for sin did Adam die. I sinned half, sin caused David cry. I sinned half, and for sin Satan fell, from an high angel to a devil in hell. Did David weep, and shall not I then cry? Did Mary weep, and shall mine eyes be dry? Did Esau weep, and shall not I weep more? Did Peter weep, such tears let me have store? Did Mary weep for loss of master dear? Did Martha weep with sorrow touch her near? Spring eyes with tears to wash his sacred feet, that for my sin did shed his blood so sweet. Lark-like I fly into the living spring, desiring pardon of my heavenly King. Past worldly hope now, like the thief on tree, I only fix my faith and hope in thee. Look back on me as thou didst unto Peter, speak to my soul as to the thief most sweeter. Or spy me out with Zacchaeus on the tree, and with sweet Bartholomew call me Lord to thee. Oh, let me now with holy Abram spy a saving ram that Isaac may not die. Oh, let me live for to sound forth thy praise, that I may shew thy mercy in my days. Make me a swallow in thy house, O King, that swallow-like I may sit there and sing. Oh, let me in thy temple keep a door, that I may praise thy name forevermore.